Okay, we're learning Menchat Chinuch here. It's Wednesday night, Oral Aleph Tammuz. Now, there's no Menchat Chinuch HaMitzvah Chafei. That's a good riddle. You ever have to ask a riddle. On what mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs is there no Menchat Chinuch? Now, you know the answer, mitzvah 25. Now, actually, 26 is not the flip side of 25. 26, which is not to believe in an independent power other than Hashem, the flip side of that is the mitzvah saseh of Yichud Hashem, to believe that Hashem is one, and that's in Dvarim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 25 is believing in Hashem, in that there is such a power in the world. 26 is not the flip side of 25. 26 is the flip side of Yichud Hashem, which is in Dvarim. But it's not the point. It says the word Echad, but that's not the focus of what the mitzvah is. Because there is a separate mitzvah, Yachado, which is in Dvarim. And the pasuk of that is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the flip side of Liyachado is mitzvah 26. It's interesting, that's how the Torah is structured. But the mitzvah's emuna is not synonymous with Hashem Echad. It's a separate mitzvah saseh, it's a separate belief.
For the people who were at Arsinai, would that be knowing Hashem? Like, Emuna is a little bit below knowing, right? Emuna is not exactly knowing.
Well, we talked about it last night. Right. It's a little belief, a little knowing. They knew, because they had revealed to them, they saw Hashem. They had the heavens and earth open to them. The Ramchal describes their Madrega as being of the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw Hashem put him upon him. So at Har Sinai it wasn't belief, they saw.
The rest of the nations.
The whole nation?
The rest of the world. At that point in time, the whole world could have just continued oblivious to what was taking place in Midbar.
They knew that Matan Torah was going on, but they didn't have the revelation. It says the earth shook, the whole Bria was...
They knew that Hashem was revealing something to Bnei Israel. They didn't know that there was Hashem in the world taking place.
Okay.
So how come as generations go by, we only go back to 3 million people at Hasina who were there. The nation can also... They should also know that Hashem was.
So again, how did Avodah Zarah start? Avodah Zarah didn't start with a denial of Hashem. It started with that he gave over the running of the world to his Mesharsa. So Matan Torah maybe was not, the revelation of Matan Torah was not a contradiction that Hashem gave over the running of the world. We're mechuyev to believe that he doesn't, but it wasn't Nichlal, and I don't know. What I don't understand now, as I'm talking, we say that Hashem revealed to them, and they saw Yotata Hayom Vashivos Olavavecha Ki Hashem Hu Hu Elokim Veshamayim Mima Valoreth Mitocha Seino. So the Chorah, that was also a Matan Torah. So why isn't Liyachedes Hashem part of the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the revelation of Matan Torah? And if it's a separate mitzvah, say, I guess because the Torah doesn't say you have to have that emuna, only by Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In other words, in the puzzle, the minyan mitzvahs is really is a minyan of mitzvahs when Hashem commanded us. So in Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoseisich in the Eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim, it doesn't say Hashem Echad. It doesn't say to have that belief.
But it is included, right?
No, if it would be included, it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. No, isn't that so? What do you mean by included? Could it be included and still be a separate mitzvah? I don't know what the word included means. So maybe it's included, but it's a separate mitzvah. I don't know what you mean by included. It's a vague word. Why are you looking?
No, I'm talking because the mitzvah we did, Hamanas and the Mitzvah Shemitz Barak, part of the Mitzvah Shemitz Barak is that it's only him. There's nothing.
Where
else.
Do you see that? Where does it say that?
Isn't that at least?
So he created it.
Implied by the whole by every.
It's implied, but it's not. You see, there's a separate mitzvah of Hashem.
The lo yoda, the chilul dead. Person to die if there's even someone implies that there's something else other than that.
No, that is not the way we just said. That's what you hold. Let's say it would be possible to hold. Hashem created everything, empowers everything. Is responsible for everything, etc., etc., etc. I don't want to say the word. And there's another one that's like that. Rather, the same philosophy that proves Hashem's existence proves that Hashem Echad also. With the philosophical, what we said, it's like it was mathematics, like with the philosophical thoughts. Whatever they are, they also say Hashem. Every, like in Shar HaYichud, B'chavim HaLovus, or Emunas V'Deyos, Rav Sajigon, all these forum that talk about the philosophical proofs that Hashem exists, all talk about the same proof that Hashem Echad also. But in terms of it being a mitzvah saseh, in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, so that's only expressed later on in Devarim in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I mean, it's only a question of the minyan mitzvahs. I'm not saying there's anything fundamental here. It is fundamental that it's two separate mitzvahs. I don't see how you can get out of that. It's two separate mitzvahs. What are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall. You can't argue with that. It is two separate mitzvahs. That means, I mean, Eitan said good. Like the diuk of mitzvah 25 is lahamin sheyesh la'olam. Eloka Echad. So, why do you say the word Echad? Terms of Echad meaning, I guess, I would say, Mitoch Chomer Hakusha, that Liachto is a separate mitzvah, that he doesn't mean Echad and not two. He just means Echad, like you say, I have a book. So when I say I have a book, I don't mean to say I have one book and not two. I just mean I have a book. So it's like saying the pronoun that the Olam has an aloka. It doesn't mean echod dafka. I would imagine so. Okay, let's learn mitzvah chavov. Yeshua man was mechadesh. He said a chabur yesterday that his obligation to say all the mitzvahs by heart is only chal when there's menchas chinuch. When there's no menchas chinuch. So it's not going to happen again. I think it's a good riddle. This is the only mitzvah that there's no minchas chinuch on. I don't know why not. I guess he throws everything into the next mitzvah. I assume so. Okay, mitzvah 26. Shalonamin elokus bilti Hashem levado. Now again, elokus means an independent power, a deity was called power, a godly power, but it means independent. It means malachim. Hashem has mishorsim. So namen zidu lalav. You're not allowed to believe. You're not allowed to believe in a deity other than Hashem. So also Hashem is baruch levado shenemar liya l'cho elohim acherim al ponoi uperusho lo tamen. What does it mean? You shouldn't have. It means lo tamen eloka acher zulasi. Don't believe in any other power, in any other godly power, other than me. That's what having means. It means believing. Like the pasuk says, "Vaya Hashem li le'elokim." It means I will relate to Him. I will believe He exists.
And it's one, right? There's no other. No, I'm just trying.
That's the love. The love is not to believe in a different power.
Okay.
Again, the chinuch is defining lo yiyalacha as not to believe. Now, there's other pshatim. If you look at Rashi and Chumash on this pasuk, He says it's a lav not to own an item, not to own a representation of another god. So the Chinuch says why he doesn't follow that shita. Because of Rambanzal, to prove that the pasuk lo yihya, you shouldn't have, or there shouldn't be, really. Yihya means you shouldn't be, means belief. Lo timtu la'olam, sheyomer akazu, you'll never find the pasuk saying, Elohim acherim, because they're not Elohim acherim. It's a bad phrase. Rak al hamonas aleh. When you talk about believe what the person believes, who will say Elohim acherim? Regarding, let's say, making an idol, which is a different law, we're going to have it soon. Lo yama lo oilam, it'll never say lo sasa elohim acherim. You like people beloshin asiya acherim. You can't say acherim when you're making something. You know, you're making an idol, you're making a power, or you're making something that's representative of a power. But you can't make Elohim Acherim.
Why not?
There's nothing Acherim about what you're making. I mean, you're making a representation of a power.
But the word Elohim Acherim, if someone asked you, I mean, the word Elohim or Elohim,
Elohim Acherim,
is that the only interchangeable? Or like, you know, Yud Kei is only Hashem.
Yes, but actually this in Tanakh by Pesel Micha, it's a very pellet. It uses the Yud Kei Vav Kei for an Avodah Zarah. But you're right, Pashrus is not like that.
But this word can be called Torah.
Anyway, you won't say don't make Elohim Acherim because you're not allowed to make. When you say don't believe in Elohim Acherim, so you mean to apply but believe in Hashem. So Ramban saying, but you can't say don't make Elohim Acherim because you can't make don't believe in Elohim Acherim but believe in Hashem. But you can't say don't make Elohim Acherim, but you can make something representative of Hashem. No. Yeah.
Unless Elohim in that call, that's the word.
So what? But the Ramban's point is, you'll never find the phrasing of Elohim Acherim by making, because you're not allowed to make even not Elohim Acherim. You're not allowed to make any representation, even of Hashem. So you wouldn't say Lo Sas Elohim Acherim. That's the Ramban. That's what the Ramban says. Obviously, Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi learns Lo Yia Lecho Elohim Acherim means don't make an Avodah Zarah. The Yofa dictates Zichrono Levracha Divrei Pichacham Chaim. The Zos HaMitzvah. What mitzvah? Lav? Okay. The Iker HaGodol Shebetorah Shakol Tolu Yolov. That's what he said by the last mitzvah, by 25. Okay, and he's saying it now. Yes. By 25 he said, and I quote, Shorish mitzvah zu ein tzorach bir, yiduam badobu v'nigla lakol ki yamuna hazos yisod hados. That's the whole principle. That's the foundation of everything. Now he's saying, there's also a mitzvah, he yikra ha-god v'shem b'torah sh'akol tol yolov, k'may shomu z'chonim v'vracha, kol ha-moide v'voidu z'ora, kilu k'ayfa b'chol ha-tara kula. There's no such thing as you're from, but you do have v'odu z'ora. You do have v'odu z'ora. And really, it's I won't call it a chiddush, but it's not as simple as it sounds. I mean, a person could hold, if you want to tell you, there's a mitzvah tefillin, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, and there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's all the mitzvahs, and he believes in another power. That's what the Chazal are coming to. Afuke. If you made him avoid the Zorah, kilo kofi b'chol ha-Torah kulo. Everything else is meaningless. You can't. You can be mechal Shabbos and do the other mitzvahs. So you can't believe in it. This is like the whole essence of our religion, so to speak. This is who we are. We are Jews. We are Maminim, fellow kin. We're not Maminim. This is. That's why you also name is Jews to Jesus. You're kaifa b'chala terakula. Think of where it's at. You can't say I'm going to put on tzitzis and fill in and this, and I just believe in that. No, that's what Chazal say. This is an Evan Pina. This is the whole mabat ruchni that we have in the whole world. If you don't have that, you have nothing. What are we kidding? You put black boxes on. Nothing. What? Yeah. I don't know if he believes in the Zohar, but he worships this. He was just scared of his wife. He was just scared of his wife. Oh. About Achav? Yeah, his wife was Jezebel. Jezebel. Wow, he's including in this worshipping it. The way it's worshipped. What? I said that's the next one. So Zion is not to make an idol. Chavtes is not to bow down to an idol. Chavtes is not to worship an Avodah Zarah the way it's worshipped. That's number 29. Okay, but okay, that's a separate law. But he's saying it here that that's called Modem Avodah Zarah. You worship it. If you accept it, it's the Yorik Valiyah to say Ze Eli, this is my God, on an idol, on a peso. Ovid also Dovar Kederech Hamadoso, Kederech Shovdin also Hamaminimbo. The way it's worshipped, they have, you know, each of the Torah has its way of being worshipped. If it's one of the four major avodos, if you have 10 of avodos to do a shein zibuach, shechting an animal to it, the kitor of being makdar on the beach for it, the nisuch pouring wine, libation, yishtachlo, bowing down. So these four are universal. Overall, if you do any of this, overall lo yilcha. Okay, I hope the mechashim is going to talk about this, because it's a separate law, all these things he mentioned. But anyway, these four are default avodos, even if it's not the way this avodah zarah, this particular avodah zarah is worshipped. It's not worshipped by bowing down to it. It's worshipped by wiping its nose. But if you bow down to it, you also get the piece of the call of the Zohar. Yeah, that's I don't know about this love, because you don't have to wait till the Mechas Chinuch. It's the love number 29, Mitzvah 29, is not to worship Avodah Zarah the way it's worshipped. And there's a separate mitzvah not to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So why would he say here that if you bow down to it, or if you worship it the way it's worshipped, you're over on this love, lo yelecha, you just got through. I don't know. Well, the article asks it. It's a different love. 28, 29. Okay, see, we'll see. Hold on, let me see what they say. Let's talk about it here at the end. Well, let me quickly look.
Yeah, it has to do also with
Okay, so you say like this. The Rambam says that the second Dibra, this pasuk, if you look in the Pesukim, it says like a lot of lavin. So there's four. It's made up of four lavin. Not to believe in idols, not to make an idol, not to bow down or do any of the four avodos, and not to worship it the way it's usually worshipped. So, in Chinuch, these four are 26, 27, 28, 29. The Ramban says that it's all one mitzvah, not to attribute godliness to a deity, either by doing this, or by doing that, or by doing that, or by doing that. But it's one mitzvah. The Chinuch's position is not clear. On one hand, he counts its Pesukim as four separate mitzvahs, 26, 27, 28, and 29. That's like the Rambam. On the other hand, he says, and we just learned the sentence, that Lo Yia L'Chol Him Acher Malponoi Ye'oiver, and that's 26, Ye'oiver if you bow down to it, and if you worship it the way it's worshipped. You're over this 26, but he said later you're over 28, 29. Oh, so the Minchas Chinuch will talk about it. What? Yeah, but what? But it's not the stabber that this pasuk includes. So maybe that's you have to say that lo yelachol him acher maponim means don't believe in Avodah Zarah, and if you worship it the way it's worshipped and you bow down to it and you make an idol and all those things, you're expressing that you believe in it, so you're either not to believe in it, and you're also either the separate lab of not to worship it the way it's worshipped. Hold on. So the Minchas Chinuch says something like you say, that there's really, when you worship Avodah Zarah the way it's worshipped, you're really doing two things wrong. You're expressing belief in it, and it's really also to do even if you don't believe in it. Even if you're doing it because you want to be elected president, do it. It's also Shirak Bargavar, even if you don't believe in it. It's a lot. Anything. Yeah, you don't want to give up your job. You don't want to lose your position. Yeah, but that's what you do. The point is, you're over it even if you don't believe in it. So that's why, if you do believe in it, you do it, so you're over both lives. Okay, let's go back to the Chinuch. What does that have to do with what? No. I don't know what's communism. Why is it? People believe in democracy. Yaakov Shweki believes in Nisan. Mami, Mami, Nisan, something like that. Shoresh Mitzvazu, Nigla V'Yodua. Proteho, Kagoyim, Mashaomru, Shemkibel, Be'aloka. I don't know how you say that word, because you're being Mekabalit as a god. Echad mikol ha-nifroim, v'afilu modesh ha-kodesh baruch hu, sholeh kol ha-bal ha-lohu. Hashem could, like, butt in. Hashem's the chief. But, you believe that this has some sort of independent power over ha-lohiyya. Masha dova shenikra derech ha-vodoso, v'shobu derech ha-vodoso. Again, he's talking about it in this mitzvah, not in mitzvah 29. V'ma v'du derech bizui, v'avodoso b'kach, Madino, Barba Avodas Asuras Bukholo Elohus, and Hekam is Pashet Yisuran, Kema Shomus Chonim of Racha, Vishiber Makel of Faneha, Bechlau Zibuachu, that's a form of Zvicha, you broke something in front of it, it's like Shechting a Behemoth. Bchema she'osu zichronam levracha likros b'sifrei avodas ovdei avodas zara hamuchuborim binyanei avodoseha o b'dvar macheim shalom kol she'gormen lahamin ba b'shum tzad, it might bring you to believe that this may be taka something to it, chas v'sholom. The issue here, Haveva Recha, to think about it, to consider it. Bidin Yisrael, Shavod Afilu Pa'amachas Mandino, does he have a din of a mumer? Vim Kiblo Beloka, Beloa, Lechoza Tochidei Dibur, Chayim Yisrael Chayim Misa, the Tochidei Dibur doesn't help. Zloneba Bezer Tochidei Dibur Kedibur, Buadin Binyan Kedushin, that you don't say Tochidei Dibur Kedibur, can't back out. Ba'ovda me'ava shechibe volso tsuro l'rov yofyo o b'yira shlo torelo v'lo shekiblo be'loa and also lo
b'yira shlo torelo
you hold it cause
might hurt him.
Yeah.
And love is the beauty of the thing itself.
That's what it says. I don't know.
Okay.
Vachena also lo kvodus, meaning kavod. Vemen chibuch, nishuk, soch, malmish, manil. Mahudi nisuro, is that miso, is that kores, is it just a lav? I had a deal with him over there with the Zohar once. I think I told you about it. Vedine bitule avodah Zohar, keitzer hayu mevatel an avodah Zohar, an idol. Vachiluk shemen avodah Zohar. Yisrael about the Zohar, the Goy, Binyan Bitula, these are like the homosach about the Zohar here. How you mevatel the about the Zohar to make a mutam hanoa maybe, if it's a Goy, if it's a Yid. Yisui hanoa shal about the Zohar, ad heichon. What do you mean ad heichon? If you sold it, the money's also hanoa. It's like toifus, the money. Vachilu shemein tolu shaneva, the mechubar meikoro, if you worship a mountain, it doesn't become osur. If you worship something tallish, it does become osur. From when you say nasta b'dozara, from when you make it or from when you worship it, din misham sheh b'dozara, the accessories, the invital he ma yehem misham sheha, the tikrova shalom adino, the food you put out in front of it, the things you makru to the b'dozara. B'dozara shenichu ovdeha. They ran away from a city and they left it behind. Is that called a bittul? How this is the first mission of Avodah Zarah. How we have to be marchek ourselves from its worshippers beyom avodas of the samachla, because anything you do that's they think is advantageous to them, then they're gonna thank their Avodah Zarah. They're gonna worship it. They're gonna daven to it. Advarim asurim lanu limkol hem olam vechashash kolona. I use it, it means in the worship of Avodah Zarah. Marchokas ir sheyesh Avodah Zarah betocha, it means during Nidachas, I guess. I think it means during Nidachas. No, it means traveling to a city which is celebrating a day for the Avodah Zarah. So again, you travel with people, it's like Christian Marzayan, that you're going there to join in the worship. Yes, a rope protel the warm sechta pnuya alzavim afod the zora. He means it's sechta the zora. Doesn't mean he afod the zora. But no, because it's a lav. Over aleha, you see here again, it's very shmer. Over aleha, over abu the zora. Again, this belongs in mitzvah 28, 29. Which is Zvicha, Haktara, Nisuch, and Ishtachavo. Beidu Masroa Niskal, Bishkoga Chayim Lahati Chatas Kuwa. There's also a mitzvah in Bechlala, so a mitzvah in Tzavu Kobane Olam Bechlala. Why didn't he say that by the first, by 25, to believe in Hashem? I will be Kobane. Yeah, Abu Mikom Gom Chilukin Yesh Beprotim Ben Yisrael Sharumos. There's some distinctions. Makom of Urshama with the Zara. When a Chilukin Yesh Ben Yisrael Sharumos Ben Yinamitz and Samutolos Alakol, who she Yisrael Yishai Loilam Loi Eidem Vasra. Sharumos ain't Trichin Asra. Fi shechilik by meishoyim b'meizet. There's no hasra. They are held liable for anything. Machlok, as we see in the Minchas Chinuch, is imamish held liable if he's mamish a shogeg? What's the shot in that? Then you say, "We gam came by the last PM." You can give them misa based on their own admission. Checking yourself, it's our chayvim. Vod yeshli lekacha ki umos ba'avram al kolachas mi mitzvosam. Yischayvul oylem misa. There's misa for every one of their mitzvahs. They're often becoming lebrachas. They're often doing mitzvosam. Yisrael yischayv from korban, from malchus, from misa. From yischayv chalelo, that's you cover on misa. No lechavach savdono, and there's no oynish at all. So we live more complicated lives. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop at the Shem and Mechaz Chinuch tomorrow. Everything's complicated. Nothing's simple. Chodesh. North Korea do have a before? Of the leader, that's not a Mugazar.